It's Thursday. You know what that means. That's right. Sports Entertainment Breakdown is back on the air with episode number 339. And on tonight's episode, we are going to discuss Raw Legends Night, hopefully as briefly as possible. We are going to talk about New Year, what is it? New Year's Smash from AEW Night 1, as well as New Year's Evil from NXT. And I'm personally going to say up front that I wish I would have watched Wrestle Kingdom, but I haven't gotten around to it yet because I kind of hit a wall on wrestling this past week. But hopefully I'll get to it at some point because I've heard nothing but good things, as per usual, from New Japan. So, with all that rigmarole out of the way, I, of course, am Dougie Fresh, a.k.a. Silky Smooth White Chocolate. And first joining me on the line this evening, he is the self-proclaimed PS5 Whisperer, Wrestling Chris G. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, my man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Figured I'd start you off on your toes this year.
I see that. We'll talk about that in a second. But I do like my nickname this week. I'll get into that after you get our other co-host on there.
And
the trifecta.
The holy trifecta. On the other line with us this evening, if he's not too busy shoveling snow. Mr. Pizza and Booze himself, C-Note, how are you doing this evening, sir?
God damn it. Bastard.
Well, happy New Year's and happy holidays to the both of you.
Yeah, same to you. I'm never talking to you anymore, Doug. You're gonna have to come up with fucking nicknames on your own from now on. God damn it! I'm not telling you nothing about my personal life no more.
So, all right. So it's a new year, right?
It sure is.
It don't feel like it yet.
No. It's like 7 days in. Yeah. I think we might have taken steps back.
Yeah. But we kind of left people on a cliffhanger right before Christmas. So let's go ahead and talk Christmas gifts.
I got a few things, got a game, got a nice pajama set.
You got a new system, didn't you?
System.
Oh, Christ almighty.
The PS5.
That wasn't a Christmas gift.
You said it was your early Christmas gift.
Well, I opened that bitch on November 15th. But that was my I thought you were fishing for a compliment on the recording equipment here.
Oh, we'll get to that.
Oh, no, there'll be plenty of time for that.
Yes.
No, I did. I was able to luck out in a virtual line, and I got a bundle on, it was late September, I think it was September 25th, when they, like, not the initial release, but the week after.
Yep.
So
yeah, you got, how's that Miles Morales? Cause I've downloaded it. I got a PS5 and a Series X for Christmas this year. Woo-hoo! But
yeah, the Series X was your Christmas gift and the PS5 was cause you wanted one.
Yes. I was tired of helping people and it got to the point where, well, fuck, I want one now. So I found one and I got one.
Yeah, and up until today, you didn't even help me out, but that's okay.
Oh, stop it. I found you one, didn't I?
Yeah, but I'm still. Yeah. I'm not going to say anything on air, just in case.
Yes, but so the trifecta here are now PlayStation owners. I kind of had to, because my dear old son upstairs has been nonstop on his Series X, and he kind of plays a few games that I don't really play, like Battlegrounds and Fortnite. So this PS5 kind of just fits.
Not literally, though. It's kind of a chunky boy.
It's a big ass mo. What the fuck was Sony thinking?
I don't know. I think they figured, well, fuck it. We can get them with the originals when they come out. And then, like, 3 or 4 years from now, they'll be like, here's the Slim. And it'll be like a fucking tablet.
Yup. And what you know what? I was a little upset when I took it out of the box and I saw how big it is. But that, like, yeah, you have to wipe it down like every like 2 days, but it's a sexy little system. That's a sexy piece of hardware.
It is. It's quiet as a motherfucker.
Oh, it's quiet. Now,
I mean, look, people don't get the wrong idea if they're still hunting. It's not dead quiet. There is a fan in there.
Yep.
And it will go, and you will know that it's going, but it's not going to wake up the neighbors.
No. Now, performance-wise, I do like both, and I've played both on a 4K TV. So, realistically, I have not seen any difference graphic-wise, because I've played... the fuck is the name of that game? I've played Injustice on both PlayStation and on Xbox. And the graphics are very, very, very similar. Now, the only difference, which I hope PlayStation kind of updates going forward, but I can unplug my son's Xbox, plug it back into the wall, hit that button, and the Xbox automatically just flashes right onto the screen and I'm ready to go. Doug, is there any way to get off, like, to not have that 30-second lag until, like, the screen kind of comes on for the PlayStation, or do we have to go through that every single time?
I think I know what you're talking about, but could I get a little bit of clarification?
So, when I press the PlayStation, well, when I turn on the PlayStation, I get that gold, like, bubbly effect that comes on the screen, and it does this little effect for, like, 10 seconds, and then it goes in and says, which user do you want to pick on the PlayStation, and then I pick my user, and then it comes on. Like, but for the Xbox, literally... It's like night and fucking day. I fucking hit the damn power button on it. It can be totally powered off, unplugged out of the wall. I hit that power button, menus on the screen, game's ready to go. As soon as I fucking hit that button, it's like fucking lightning fast.
That's PlayStation.
Okay.
It was like that with the 4 as well.
Gotcha. Yeah. I just don't like how, I mean, I like it. I do.
It's first world. Problems is all get out.
Yeah, it's first world problems. If I had to complain about something, that's what I'm going to complain about. But my thing is, both systems are awesome. I want the PlayStation to pop on as fast as the Xbox does, because I kind of feel like it can save a little bit on time, even though games load like crazy. The download time is quicker on the PlayStation than it is on the Xbox, and I've tested it because I uninstalled and downloaded Injustice at the exact same time on both systems, and it was done on the PlayStation 8 minutes prior to the Xbox. So,
and you know it was he's serious because he hit his desk every point to emphasize it.
Yes, I have to remember the new setup But yeah, for Christmas, I got that. Got some clothes. I have a nice little Pokemon Pichu Funko Pop sitting right in front of me now. C-Note was gracious enough to get one of those UV lights that kind of sanitizes stuff, along with an electric lighter, which I'm not going to lie, I thought that thing ran on batteries, but no, you charge that sumbitch and that sumbitch works.
Does it?
Oh, yeah. And by the way, just to give you a heads up, I was able to bring the UV back. Okay, and
I was going
to
ask you, did you? Because I can't fucking find that receipt.
No, you're good. Yeah, they took it back and I was able to get one. But yeah, that fucking lighter, but don't stick your finger over by it, because that thing will electrocute the fuck out. It's literally electricity, Doug. Like, so this lighter that he got me, when you hit the trigger button, it's like a taser. You hear tzzz, and it's a constant electricity going back and forth on the two metals, and then when you place it on like paper or on a candle or something, the fucking thing lights on fire like that. Like, it's fucking, like, I don't need to fucking buy another lighter unless this thing, like, fades out one day. But I don't need to buy another lighter.
I mean, I legitimately got that kind of, like, as a joke gift, because just watching you and everybody and their brother trying to light that fucking grill over the summer.
That was a sumbitch.
Yeah, I mean, it was like you, I think even Sensational Step was out there, your father-in-law, your dad, or your stepdad, your neighbor.
that fucking grill did not want a fucking light, but that's why we go to fucking gas grills going forward. But all right, so this one's gonna
sit in the pool. I'm thinking, I don't think we're gonna eat today.
So this is going towards the both of you, and then I have a direct question for good old Dougie Fresh, because he probably thought that I forgot, but I didn't. So yep, I'm gonna ask you. Yep, I'm gonna ask you. Yep.
Oh shit.
And you better have an answer, because you said you told everybody you were gonna give an answer.
So, my internet's going out again.
He's like,
I'm going through a tunnel.
Too bad we're not on video right now. I'd call you a liar.
I told you to stay out of tunnels, Seymour.
So, all right. So the both of you, I got the both of you. Not only the both of you, but I got myself the same kind of setup. So the three of us are now working with something new. Do either one of you want to go through and announce this before I attack Doug with the almighty question?
We's professionals now.
What it says on my business card. Wrestling Chris G is a son of a bitch when it comes to giving gifts.
Yes, he is.
And you're 100% right, because you said, oh, I've mentioned this a couple times, but nobody pays attention. And I was getting out the box, and I was driving home, and I was like, yes, he mentioned that several times. If he had a little bit of money or got into the right deal, he was going to do it. Because, Wrestling Chris G got us a professional headphones and microphones. So we're about 10 steps ahead of where we were when we started all of this.
Yup.
Probably more, because, I mean, we were going literally off phone calls.
Yes.
We weren't on Skype. So, I mean, we're like light years ahead of where we were. And after some trial and error and some faulty equipment and...
Yeah. To say the least.
And one of us on this call needing additional equipment because he wanted to be different.
I did not want to be different.
I was taking a shot at me.
Oh.
I knew where he was going.
Yeah, because you like to be different, Doug.
Right. Did I not just try to take the heat?
Oh, I know. No, but I guess I can kind of take a little bit of the heat a little bit because I'm working with a different microphone than the both of you. So my microphone is a little different because the one that originally was bought didn't want to work with this sumbitch. So
absolutely not, with nothing that you tried. It was like, no, I don't want to work.
Nope. Both times. And, I even and swapped
you,
it out.
You all thought I was going to be the problem person.
Yeah, you were actually, surprisingly,
the easiest.
Basically, yeah. Out the box and go.
Yeah, until I had to disconnect everything and then fucking reconnect it tonight, and then shit wasn't working. And
ooh.
You missed all that, Chris.
Oh, good. Good, good.
Fuck you. Good. Oh, yeah, good.
Damn it. Ain't nobody got time for that. Yeah.
Now let's see going into Christmas next year if I lay out some hints that to see if they'll get it right next year. But Dougie Fresh, I have a mighty old question for you.
Shit.
Yep. So you said you told everybody on the last episode that that if I remember to ask you, that you will tell us all, because you refused to tell me the night of TLC.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I know. No, I actually know the answer now that I know where you're going.
Okay, so what the hell did you think that I was getting you
so,
for Christmas?
Remember a couple of years ago, I think you had just moved into the house. So how long have you been at the house?
2 years.
Okay, so it's 2 years ago.
Yes.
You had gotten us customized, I don't know if they were hockey jerseys or basketball jerseys or whatever, but they were like SEB, and I think they might have had our names on them, and they were up in the attic, and the fucking raccoons got to them.
Yup.
I thought you had done that again.
Oh, gotcha.
And I was almost certain, because you said, oh, I was waiting for the right Black Friday, because sometimes like custom clothes companies will run like big deals during the holidays.
Yes.
So I thought that's what you did, because you were so mad. Because you were mad, A, because you said we would have loved them, and I'm sure we would have, and then because then you had to call an Audible and get us like backup gifts.
Yeah. So the story behind that, as Doug graciously told all of you, so when I moved into my new home, about maybe 4 or 5 months into being in the home, we had a raccoon problem. We had a faulty roof, which by the gracious of God, I was able to get a brand new roof and a brand new reinforcement put on the roof this past year. So for the past 2 years, we've had 3 raccoons that have been in our attic. And the first year I had gotten you guys, they were like little jerseys, and it basically they kind of resembled like baseball teams, but it had all of our nicknames on it, and it had a number representing our birthday. Well, no, it wasn't representing our birthday. It was for when we came into the crew. So
I'm gonna say, because two of us would have the same number.
Yeah. No, me and Doug had
you would not
me and Doug had the same number. You had the number 1 C note. Me and Doug both had 0 to represent. We've been there since day 0.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Day 1-ish.
Yeah. And then you had a number 1 to represent that, because you've listened to old episodes and kind of caught yourself up a little bit. You didn't listen to all of them, but you listened to a majority of our episodes. And when I told you about the podcast, you were a fan before you came on and you listened every week. So
I did.
Yeah. So
actually, I think I have gone back and listened to the majority of them.
Yeah.
Some of them are unlistenable.
Yeah, well, you know.
I mean, they're in the cloud.
Especially the ones that you aren't on, Doug.
Well, those should have just been the scrap.
Hey, but we would have never got our squirrel joke if Doug
this
didn't
is true.
If Doug never took that week off.
This is true. If I wasn't in Texas getting sick, drunk at a wedding, we would have never gotten the squirrels fucking in the front yard.
Yep. So, and if it wasn't for the first episode, we would have never got our first. Ooh, her boobs look nice.
First thing, not like first, like wrestling Chris G being a pervert. First words. if by the grace of God, if we ever get that Joe Rogan Spotify deal and people start digging up our shit,
I'm in trouble.
That stuff's going. Yeah, you're in trouble. You might not make the show for one thing.
People will dig up all my what people would call racist jokes. But
oh my God, yeah. So, you know, it would just be you and I.
Well, I mean,
you'd be in a little bit of hot water.
I'd be in hot water, but I'd still be the producer. I'd be like, all right, they don't want me on. I'll just produce this shit. I'm still getting my cut. I
mean, yeah, we kind of do need that.
Yeah, well, this is true. But yeah, you'd be in trouble.
I'd be in a lot of trouble. A lot of stuff I said in the past. So, but yeah, we're
not innocent over there, Mr. Dougie Fresh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Masturbation.
Doug's whole episode on masturbation. You know what we need to bring back? Which,
masturbation.
Shut up, Doug. No, that's every night. You know what we need to bring back to SEB, and we probably should at some point in 2021. The good old nickname countdown that we used to do back in the day. Like at the every 6 months we would have music to represent just some type of funniness in the background, and then we literally go through every single episode of Doug giving out his nicknames. And we did that for the first 2 years, and then it kind of just dropped off.
Yeah, we did have compilations.
Yeah.
Shit.
We even had a best the first couple years we had the best of stuff too. So we're gonna have to start like this is episode one of 2021. So we have a barrier right now, but we need to start getting some of the funny moments down again and doing compilations for times that we're gonna be away, like especially around Christmas, because that was our Christmas filler. That was our Christmas. That was our Christmas and New Year's filler, and it was like we didn't take a break, but we did take a break. So people actually got to listen to some funny stuff.
Well, and something that I mean, it's kind of impossible to do, but something that I would like to kind of make a commitment to as a show, as a collective, is to try to be a little more frequent. And I mean, obviously, last year was fucked.
Yeah, 2020 was a sum bitch.
2020 was absolutely fucked. And I mean, you know, we can't hang anything on any one of us. It was just the way it is. But, you know, if nothing else, getting on here is a form of therapy.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, it would be... And I mean, obviously, there's going to be weeks where just we can't do it. And, you know, we made a pact off air that doesn't need to make air.
We can say it. If one of us can't do the show, we all don't do the show that week.
Yeah, we had a discussion towards the end of the year, and we came to that, and. Which kind of came up tonight, because it got to a point where Cena was like, he fell asleep.
I definitely.
Little Jay and Sensational Steph got back, and he fell asleep. He fell asleep with the baby.
I mean, because I've done it before, so I know how easy it is to do.
Yeah. But baby never fell asleep. I got pelted in the face by a cup, an empty cup that had milk in it, to try to get her to go to sleep.
It wasn't empty.
Oh, it was empty.
It was either empty or it had milk in it.
No, I said it was empty.
Cena, what did he say?
He said it. You said you got hit with an empty cup that had milk in it.
Or was it empty, but it had milk in it?
Oh, shut. Okay, I misspoke. It was an empty cup that had milk in it.
Ah, there you go.
There was a comma in there somewhere.
Yeah. So I got hit in the face. Little baby girl was not having it. She kept looking up at me, and I laid next to her bed to try to get her to fall asleep, and she's reaching through her bed and rubbing my forehead, and I'm like, baby, go to sleep. And then she'll stick her hand back, and then she'll make her stuffed toy go off of her bed and just kiss me, and just it was a son bitch. But the wife finally came home with little Jay, and hopefully I haven't heard anything upstairs, so hopefully they're asleep.
And I like that we're kind of setting out that we're going to try to do compilations, because it's easy. Because, like you said, this is the first one of 2021. It's going to be easy to look back on. people are going to say, well, they've been on here a while. And you know what? Fuck it. This might be the show.
It's the New Year show.
You know, it was kind of legitimate in the intro saying that I hit a wrestling wall. I haven't watched Wrestle Kingdom. I know Wrestling Chris G has.
Oh, the hell yeah, I did, and that was some good fucking 8 hours.
I've heard nothing but good things. I have not heard a play-by-play review. I've unfortunately been on YouTube, so I know the big result. You know, because
did you see the John Moxley promo?
I have not seen the promo. I know that he was there.
He was not there. He was there in video package.
Oh, he Kenny Omega'd it.
Yeah, he couldn't make it out there, and
obviously,
but he's the New Japan United States champion still. So they have not taken the title off of him, and he vows that he is indeed coming back. Things have cleared up out there in Japan. They had a stadium full, like that. It was so refreshing to see a stadium full of people, not socially distanced, by the way, a stadium full of people to sit there and collectively watch wrestling. It was so nice.
WrestleMania is going to end up in Japan.
you joke about it now. You joke about it now, but it just might.
They would never let that happen.
Why not?
They would fucking... I don't know who really owns New Japan, but they would have a fit. Vince would never... Well, Vince doesn't give a shit. He would do it. He'd do it tomorrow.
Yeah, he would. If he could sell out an arena for two nights...
Do you think he could sell it out? Do you legitimately think he could sell it out with the product they've been putting out?
Oh, twofold. You want to know why? Because Japan only has New Japan right now, and WWE is so hot when they go there, the 1 or 2 days out of the year, and they sell out the fucking stadiums for a house show. You're talking bringing WrestleMania there? Phew!
That's not true. Stardom's running shows, aren't they?
I don't think they're as consistent as New Japan is. I don't see as many updates.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, well, you're right. Vince would do it in a heartbeat if he was guaranteed fan. Now, was it the same New Japan crowd where they only really get a little boisterous on the high spots?
Yeah.
Or were they just going apeshit?
No. They were still the respectful Japanese crowd, but I mean, yeah, on the high spots they would clap and they would celebrate a little bit, because there was one point when the Bullet Club won the tag titles and they went into the audience and paraded on top of one of the stands with all the fans there, and all the fans just stood up and just applaud them, and then they got the nice spotlight on top of them with the fans behind them, and they did their pose, and I was like, that they're gonna make that into a poster. Like it was so nice.
Like, so, yeah, so, and you know, it was over two nights, so they did a lot of like, the winner of this match goes on to night two, which I like. I like that kind of booking.
Jay White needs a trophy. Did you please tell me you at least saw his after match promo that he cut?
Bro, I haven't seen anything from Wrestle Kingdom. I haven't seen New Year's Dash. I haven't seen Diddly from New Japan.
I haven't seen New Year's Dash yet. I do have to sit down and watch it. But bro, like,
I have heard that if they gave out trophies for MVP, he would be in the discussion.
Yes. He basically cut a promo. So he came in. So you know the New Japan after match promos where they go into the back, they have people taking photos and they have one microphone and you sit down in a chair and you just talk for about 5 minutes, right?
Or if you're a heel, you come in, you throw your title and you just start swearing at people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jay White, I'm going to, cause I think the promo was like 14 minutes.
Wait, one second. I just want to make C-Note. Are you still alive?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
So Jay White he stumbles into the room. He's out of breath. And he finally makes it up to the chair and looks at everybody and was like, "Really? Really? You made me walk up here all by myself?" He's like, "Even though I needed some fucking help, none of you could fucking help me." He's like, "I just went through the match of my life and you can't even respect me." And then he goes into a whole thing about how the wrestling fans don't respect him and that contractually, if New Japan wanted him at New Year's Dash, that he'll do it. But his contract is coming up soon and that he doesn't want to be in New Japan anymore and that he's going to venture to somewhere else where he's going to be respected. And he was out of breath. Like, he got to the point where he couldn't even sit in the chair anymore. So he fell over and he was just sitting on the floor.
Been there.
And then, he got tired of the table being in front of him. So he pushed both of the tables down and the water fell over. And then he just looked at the water and he picked up the water and he poured it on his head. He was like, "Oh, this is cold water." And then he chugged some of the water. And then after he was done with his promo, 14 minutes later, he looked over and goes, "Now, are you going to have me walk back down here by myself or are you going to fucking help me?" And nobody came over to help him. He's like, "Fucking help me. I need help. Help me." And then
he's New Zealand. So he's got a little bit of that accent going.
Yeah. And then a lady drops her microphone and runs over to him and helps him walk out of the room, and it was like cut scene, and I was like, "Oh my gosh!"
Yeah, apparently he cut a hell of a promo at New Year's Dash as well.
Okay, I need to watch that.
Yeah, and Jay White is a, you can really tell we don't want to talk about Raw specifically.
we don't White have to. I mean, there's well, no really written rule.
Well, the main event.
Was good.
Worth it, I think.
Yeah, the main event, but everything, like, since we're now saying that Alicia Fox is a fucking legend, I just threw my hat. But yeah.
But Jay White is an interesting case because he got the belt at one point a couple of years ago.
Yes.
This was like kind of during like the Bullet Club Civil War they kind of had going on, where like the leadership was changing. And I remember seeing a couple matches. Probably the match he won the belt, and maybe a couple after. Maybe the one where he lost it, because I don't 100% remember where he lost it. Might have been at a Wrestle Kingdom. I really don't.
I couldn't tell you without looking it up.
And I remember, because his matches have always been great.
Phenomenal.
And I remember, yeah, and well, somebody from Georgia might have a thing or two. and I remember him as champion. He just carried himself like he was hot shit. Like, he had the belt on his shoulder, and he knew, like, nobody could fucking touch him. And he's always kind of floated around the main event scene, you know, whether or not it's been around the belt. Like, he's had feuds with Okada. He might have beaten Okada at a Wrestle Kingdom, either a Wrestle Kingdom or Dominion. I specifically remember him beating Okada in a big match. So they're not afraid to put him over.
No.
But, and like I said, people are talking this week. Oh, if they gave out an MVP for Wrestle Kingdom and New Year's Dash, Jay White would be in the discussion. Because apparently his match with Ibushi in particular was just jaw-dropping.
It was like 50 minutes of just awesomeness.
Jesus Christ.
Like, just...
Yeah, I'm gonna try to. I've got some time. I think I've got some time on Saturday. I'm gonna try to knock out a day, and you know, because I can. If you do it right, you can skip entrances and shit. And I mean, that's gonna save what, a half an hour, but whatever.
Surprisingly, not really. I mean, the entrances were actually pretty quick on Wrestle Kingdom.
Because they knew motherfuckers were going to go 50 minutes. And obviously the thing with New Japan, especially this time of year, you know, people's contracts come up. Like, this time, 2016, was when we had the big exodus of Nakamura and AJ and Anderson and Gallows. And... So, like, if he goes, at this point, you hope that he goes to AEW, just because...
I hope he's going to AEW. Like, when he said that, I was like, you better not go to Impact, because I won't see him.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't see him. But what if he's the guy that, in storyline, Impact has to bring over... to stop the menace that is Kenny Omega?
Bro, I am down for another Jay White Kenny Omega match.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Like, have you seen any of their New Japan matches? Bro.
It's been some years, but
it was back when Switchblade was fresh out and he was learning the ropes. And boy,
I remember the, I think it was a New Year's Dash where he became like the lead, cause he took out Omega, I think.
He did.
And that was the angle for like a year. It was Switchblade versus Omega. So yeah, I mean, you know, that's plug and play history. If that's what you want to do. Like, yeah, like you said, nobody's going to see him cause nobody watches Impact. You know, they've got a pay-per-view on Saturday, and go ahead, tell me a match that doesn't involve Kenny Omega. I'll wait, you know.
I couldn't tell you one match on that Impact card, to be honest.
I got one match, and it's cheating. Because it's Kenny and the Good Brothers versus Rich Swann and the Motor City Machine Guns.
Okay. I mean, I'll sit down and watch it.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's, you know, I think it's on Saturday. You know, you got Fight, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, you got your illegal ways.
Hey, it's legal to some people. I pay for that some bitch.
But
are you telling me what I'm paying for is illegal, Doug?
Maybe not on the air.
you better watch it.
Oh.
But so that's the discussion I had not watching the show. Imagine if I watched that show, it would be all New Japan, I think.
Oh yeah.
And we would just offhandedly mention the main event of Raw, and we'd mention a couple things from AEW and be out.
Now, and I'm only going to bring this up because I just want to know your thoughts, because it was brought up by my son, who actually sat down and watched all of Wrestle Kingdom with me. And he was quite enticed. He looked over and noticed starting on night two, he's like, I haven't seen any girls. Do the girls not fight here? And I was like, no. I was like, it's a men's only organization. He's like, why are there no girls? I was like, because it's a different culture out there. I was like, New Japan is about men and about men wrestling. Now, what do you think, Doug, about there not being any woman to wrestle at New Japan?
Well, it's a double-edged sword, right? Because you on the face of it, you sit there and go, well, there really should be a women's division, you know. But then at the same coin, you can sit there and you go, there's Stardom.
Yeah.
Which is a women's promotion, which is something that North America doesn't have on a mainstream basis.
Well, they tried to bring it here, but it died a painful death as soon as it got here.
And, you know, we see that not every North American wrestling company's women's division can be up to snuff. You know? So, and they do have somewhat of a working relationship.
Yes.
Because some of the dark matches for nights one and two were Stardom exhibition bouts.
Correct.
Obviously, that doesn't make air.
No, it did not. It was on their pre-show that nobody ever saw.
Right. You know, but we can see the bullshit ass off. It's Wrestle Kingdom. Have a battle royal at the beginning of the show. So.
Which, you know what? I didn't watch the pre-show of Wrestle Kingdom because Wrestle Kingdom itself was way too long. But, I did not miss that battle royal because I didn't have to watch it.
And you would, because it's not like it's for a title or anything. It's just everybody in the pool. Everybody gets a payday.
Yes, it's the USA's version of the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go. No, he's not wrong. I mean, except you can, at least you can say it for the Andre the Giant. At least there's a trophy.
No, they do get a trophy for the winner.
Since when?
Since always.
Ah, shit.
Yeah, they get a nice little trophy for the winner, and he parades around with it. Because every tournament in New Japan, you get a trophy. Even the winner of the Super Junior Heavyweights, even they get a trophy.
That's right. Well, I remember seeing that because I remember watching the final last year.
Yes.
Wrestle Kingdom kind of fucked me this year. And I'm saying this without even watching the show.
All right.
Because I was sitting there, I was getting ready. Like, I was sitting here on New Year's Day. It must have been Friday. Yeah, it was Friday. I was sitting here going, I think Wrestle Kingdom's tomorrow. That'd be cool. Saturday, Sunday wrestling. And then I looked up, because I wanted to look up the card, because I knew a couple of the matches, but I wanted to, you know, kind of familiarize myself with some of the undercard. I was like, fuck, that's right. It's every January 4th, which meant it was the 4th and 5th, which meant it was goddamn Monday and Tuesday, or Sunday and Monday, basically, the way we would have watched it. I was like, well, shit, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, let's just put into perspective how fucked 2020 was. I was looking forward to watching Wrestle Kingdom for a long time, but I actually, because I normally like to watch it live. So,
because you're a madman.
Yeah. So, but I completely forgot that it was happening when it happened. And of course, when I want to tune away from the world, I turn all notifications off on my cell phone and everything. So if I would have kept my notifications on, I would have easily have seen that Wrestle Kingdom was trending, and it was trending number one even after the show, which shows how good night one was.
Yeah.
And then like come the next day, I'm just trying to find some wrestling to watch. I was like, okay, I need a wrestling fix. Has anything happened? And I go on Watch Wrestling, and I was like, oh fuck, fucking Wrestle Kingdom happened. And I'm a subscriber to fucking New Japan. So I just went on the New Japan app and was like, fuck yeah. And just fucking started watching that shit.
Yeah.
Can you believe that they give all that away for fucking less than $10 a month? Like, it's fucking, it's cheaper than fucking WWE Network.
It's a dumb amount for the quality that you get. Like, they could easily charge like 25, 30 and nobody would bat an eyelash.
Dude, you get like 6 different things of wrestling a week.
And you get the archive.
Yes, I mean, the full archive. Like, I mean, I don't know what the dollar translates into Japan, but damn, I think I'm only paying like $7 or $8 per month to have New Japan.
Yeah, it's goofy.
And I know it's there because it's like my PayPal every month goes, you've sent money over too, and then everything is in Japanese.
Did you do this on accident? No, I've done it for 2 years. Shut up.
You leave my Japanese porn alone.
If you're still paying for porn, you're an idiot.
Hey, now.
Unless you go on
C-Note.
Unless you go on OnlyFans.
There you go again with your OnlyFans.
Hey, OnlyFans has turned the regular woman into a whore.
Somebody needs to clip that. Somebody needs to. That'll make the best of. That'll be the title of the 2021 best of. Best of SEB 2021. OnlyFans equals whore.
Oh my God.
No, that's not what I said. I said OnlyFans has turned the average woman into a whore.
And you don't even want to know what it turns the sluts into.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy. Hey, giggity, giggity, giggity.
So, question for you guys.
What's up?
No, I don't want to start an OnlyFans.
No, I'm actually going to get us back on track here.
All right.
No. Back to wrestling.
No.
Hypothetically, say WrestleMania is in Japan. Would you go?
Just let both of you know, because I haven't even told both of you. I'm actually going to Japan for a week and at the end of May.
When the hell was this going to come up?
Yeah, really.
Just to visit. I'm going out there with Ariel. Steph's not going, so it's just me and Ariel because she travels a lot, and I've been begging the wife to go out to Japan, but she doesn't.
I just love the way you flip flop between Stephanie and the wife.
My wife.
My wife.
Well, it's respectful to say my wife.
Is it?
It is.
No, but you didn't say my wife. You said the wife.
Well, shut up, Doug.
I mean, not wrong.
So I've been begging my wife to go to Japan, but my wife does not want to go to Japan. That's the one place she does not want to go to. So I found out her best friend is actually taking a week trip out there at the end of May for her birthday.
Oh, you were serious about that?
Yeah.
Because you mentioned that, I can't remember where, I mean, we were at your house, but it wasn't recently. It was like a way back. You were like, Ariel's going to Japan. I might go with her. And I think we all kind of laughed, or at least I chuckled a little bit, and you're like, no, I'm going. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it's in the works. Everything's, of course, been cleared by the wife.
The wife.
Doug, make a note to make sure Steph listens to this show.
She never listens.
She doesn't listen, but she'll definitely. I mean, if you bring it up to her, she'll tell you, because conversation's gotten pretty deep.
I'm saying about how you're saying the wife.
Oh, the wife. No. She knows I say that.
That's, wouldn't care about. She'd roll her eyes. You might get one really, but
yeah, she ain't gonna care about that. So yeah, we kind of have our itinerary down. I guess her best friend is, I guess we're gonna go into a part of Japan, because I guess she has a friend that's out there, so we're gonna visit the one of her friends for a day, and then every single day we're going to a different part of Japan. And I guess one of the days we're going downtown to where like their big anime stuff is, and we're dressing up as Dragon Ball characters. So and yeah, Ariel is getting us some Dragon Ball getup. I think she's going as a Hello Kitty and I'm going as Goku. I think that's what
we... Oh, I'd like to see you as Hello Kitty.
Does Hello Kitty not have a male counterpart? What the fuck?
Well, I mean, I'm sure it does, but she told me she wants me and Goku get up, and she's gonna go as Hello Kitty, and we're gonna visit a Hello Kitty mart that's down there, and then we're also gonna visit a Pokemon mart that's down there as well. So it'll be fun. But 7 days, a different city every single day, sightseeing and hiking and just a bunch of fun.
Now, hold on just one second here.
What's up?
This is May. We are not usually on break in May.
Well, I will not be recording that week with you, and you
I understand that. But unless we do something where we have something to put out.
You guys have my blessing to put a show out that week. Right. Just make sure it's not too hard to edit and that C note doesn't say anything obscure that I have to delete out.
Really? You got to throw me under the bus. I've ever said anything obscure.
I got to make sure you're still alive over there, Sino.
I'm alive, but the question I got for you is, do you have a passport?
I do. It's in the process of being delivered to my home. I should have it by the end of next month.
Okay. I was going to say, if you don't, you better get on that shit, because it takes a little while.
Yep. And it'll be the first thing that goes in there. So,
I don't have a passport, so if WrestleMania ever did go to Japan to bring us back around, I'd have to start like now.
Yeah, me too.
But I don't know. I mean,
we wouldn't be able to be as rowdy. Well, the thing is, we wouldn't be able to be as rowdy as we normally are at a wrestling show. But it would be nice to see a culture of Japan and be at a wrestling show out there, or any sporting event in Japan, really.
That would be pretty cool. Yeah, no, I mean, that's something to cross off the old bucket list.
Yeah.
I don't know if WWE gets into the Tokyo Dome. I mean, if it's WrestleMania, they might have to try to grease a few palms and swing a deal, but
yeah,
that would be kind of cool. I sat in the Tokyo Dome. I spit on the Tokyo Dome floor. I took a shit. Anyway.
I took a shit on Tokyo Dome floor.
I got in the ring and took it anyway.
To be honest, though, it's obviously it's not this year because it just passed. And probably not next year because I'll be in the process of just buying a new home. But
having another kid.
We're not getting into that.
Every every time you bring something up, I'm going to throw that in there. I hope you realize that.
So
we're going to get a new and another kid.
So not
we're going to get a new dishwasher and have another kid. You know.
So 2023, I'm going to try to lock it in, but I wouldn't mind going to a Wrestle Kingdom in 2023 to be out there, like in that atmosphere for two nights. Are you guys down? I know it's far, but I mean, just thinking off the top of your head, is Wrestle Kingdom something that you want to check off of the good old bucket list?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, who knows where the hell my life's going to be in 2 years.
Two years.
You said 23, so that's 2 years.
Oh, yeah, because... Yeah.
I know how to count, Doug. You?
Yeah,
I didn't even have to take my
He's like, off. Math was not my strong point.
It sure wasn't.
I mean, math wasn't my strong point either, but, you know.
Respect my authority.
I have to ask you a question. Oh, well, C-Note hasn't answered yet.
Oh, yes. C-Note.
I haven't answered what?
Well, yeah, he did. He said he'd go.
Oh, would I go?
What?
I think so. Yeah. Yes, I would.
Okay.
If I was able to go, yes, I would.
And tickets are dirt.
And could afford to go. I'm sure tickets are probably cheap, but
yeah. You know, I mean, you can pay $50 and be on the floor. So I mean, it's not terrible.
I mean, yeah. But what about getting a hotel? Food.
Surprisingly, I mean, at least as of right now, surprisingly, airfare out to Japan is hella cheap. It does not really.
Because we're in the middle of a pandemic.
True. Yeah, we'll get all the way out to Japan and we won't be able to come back.
Right. That's the other thing I would be afraid of.
I've never been out of the country, so this will be my first time out, but I had to promise my wife.
Yeah, neither have I.
I had to promise my wife.
Canada counts.
Well, yeah, Canada does count.
why wouldn't Canada count?
Canada's not a part of the U.S. I did have to promise my wife if I am going that I'm going to take her to Jamaica at some point because that's where she really wants to go to Jamaica to a secluded area and have like room service and all that good stuff there. What do you call that?
An all-inclusive hotel.
She wants to go to an all-inclusive area in Jamaica and be out there for a week with no kids.
That's where you go to Jamaica, you want to go to an all-inclusive.
Yeah.
Like, so, where they pick you up at the airport and everything. You don't want to travel in Jamaica on your own at all.
Yeah. Okay. So we've kind of bullshitted enough.
Wait a minute. I have a question.
What's up?
Since we're on the travel topic, is your wife seriously going to Vegas?
No. Vegas is off of the books. I was actually going to talk to both of you off air. I'll talk to you off air. I'm not going to spill it on air.
Okay.
So, all right, everyone. So, Monday Night Raw main event was awesome.
Great.
Keith Lee deserves a medal.
For that table bump alone, yes.
What's up?
For that table bump alone, he absolutely does.
Yes. Not even just that, but what about that Spanish fly off the top rope?
Oh, that was crazy.
Yeah.
If they were going to do the ring break, I thought that was going to be the spot.
Yeah, but I think that would have been poking more fun at Keith Lee than anything because Drew McIntyre, I mean, he's big, but he ain't that big.
And then people would just be sitting there going, he did it like 15 times on NXT and it didn't break.
Yeah. But the athleticism. But for Drew McIntyre to say, okay, I'm going to do it, like the athleticism that he did to flip like that was just jaw-dropping.
Can I nitpick because I'm an asshole?
Sure, Doug.
The amount of time they were up there before they took off, I'm glad everybody was safe. Because, like, they were up on that turnbuckle for what felt like 5 minutes.
Yeah, you're not
like,
lying.
You could tell, like, they were going, like, back and forth. Like, I'm sure Keith was fine, and I'm sure Drew was fine, but they were making sure that their feet were in the right position. They were making sure that their grips were good.
Yeah.
We're good to go. No, I slipped a minute ago. Oh, shit.
But it was definitely good. Other than that, the rest of the show could have just gone to hell.
What is wrong with Mark Henry?
Yeah, he had
surgery.
Knee surgery or something?
Yeah, he had. I had to listen to Busted Open, but he had knee surgery because his knees have been killing him.
Yeah.
And it just happened around the time. He said that it was kind of his idea to even roll out there the way that he did. So notice he wasn't on the stage when all the superstars were out there. And there was also there was some woman. Which woman was it that made a big deal that she was there? But Candice Michelle. Candice Michelle was there, but she didn't make it onto TV.
I was gonna say, and I guess like Carlito had to pull out like last minute. And the only reason I know he wasn't there was because he was advertised.
Yeah.
Really?
But Goldberg coming out and issuing that challenge, Goldberg.
He's going to win that fucking title, isn't he?
He is not. I've got things to say about Goldberg.
All right. What do you got to say? Because I don't have anything to say about the rest of Raw.
So, apparently... And this is kind of coming from some dirt sheets because I've got nothing but time on my hands. Apparently, the main event of the show was supposed to be Jeff Hardy versus Randy Orton. And Goldberg's promo was supposed to be cut towards Randy Orton, which would have made sense because Goldberg was sitting there going, "You've been talking shit on these legends all night." Drew McIntyre hadn't said one goddamn bad thing about the legends. Meanwhile, Randy Orton's effing and Jeff and everybody saying they're fat and old and need to roll on out of here.
Yeah, Goldberg's promo didn't make any sense. I'm just
right because it was at the wrong person.
Yes.
Now I'm not saying I wanted to see Goldberg versus Randy Orton in 2021, but despite saying that he wasn't going to do it anymore, he hit his fucking head on a locker or a door because he had fucking a spot on his head. So he's probably a little fuzzy, idiot. And then apparently they didn't tell anybody that Goldberg was there. So like when Drew was trying to cut that promo on Keith, like that was legit. Like he was told to cut a promo on Keith. And then when he got like the microphone to his mouth, then Goldberg's music, like that look on his face was legit.
Did they go long? Because I feel like when Goldberg pushed, McIntyre, at least the version that I watched, and
that he made TV.
Yeah, it barely made it.
Then it like cut immediately.
Yeah, I think they did go long, and I think it was because of some of the legend spots.
Okay.
So yeah, I don't like it. I'm glad that it's not Roman because that was the rumor that they were going to try to make up for the WrestleMania match. That shit.
That's going to be at Mania.
Ah, shit.
This is for Rumble.
Well, no, Roman will kill him, though. Because if you sit there and tell this version of Roman Reigns that he has to lose to Goldberg, he'll quit the company and show up on AEW tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah, Goldberg better not win any version of a title at all.
After he pulled that bullshit with The Fiend and not wanting to do business because he needed to be a hero... And that's kind of why I'm scared, because there's no way he should have beaten The Fiend, and he beat The Fiend.
But he came out making Drew McIntyre look like a bad guy.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make any sense. And, you know, like I said, because I read a couple things, it started to kind of put the pictures together. But there's no reason for that. And then... for Drew to have to turn it around and say, well, it'd be like beating up my father. It's like, well, shit.
Well, was that his way of becoming a bad guy?
There's no way they're going to have to. There's no way they're going to sit there next week and they're going to be presenting Drew as the bad guy. Mm-mm. There's no way.
I don't think we see Goldberg anymore until Rumble.
No, he has to at least be on the go home.
Oh, yeah, maybe the go home.
Yeah, the go home, because it's...
You got to sell cause it.
Today's the... Because you got... Next Monday is the... So you've got... you've got three more Raws.
Yes. It's Rumble's so 31st, you right?
Right. So you don't need to see him on the 11th. You don't need to. You might see him on the 18th, and then you might see him on the. Well, you'll definitely see him on the 25th if you're smart. But you might not see him on the 18th. You might only see him on the 25th.
Yeah.
And then he'll have fucking have a fucking Band-Aid on his head because he'll do it again because he's an idiot.
So other than that, nothing really happened on Raw. I mean, we had. Some pretty good matches on NXT New Year.
They're teasing the breakup of the Hurt Business already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but how many times have we seen that already?
Well, it's because WWE doesn't like tag teams or groups.
But, I mean, they've been teasing that for a while with Cedric because Cedric's been going out there and doing things on his own.
This is true.
So, I mean, this is just long time coming, and then we're gonna get MVP to get them to. He's you know what? I don't think they're gonna break up. I think what's gonna happen is I think MVP is gonna go in there and say, you know what? If you guys want to hash it out, why don't you guys go out to that ring and fight it out? And then, but after that, this is done. I can see MVP doing that because I don't see the Hurt Business. The Hurt Business is money right now. Like that, I
mean, it is.
Yeah, they're a good heel tag team that everybody hates, but MVP spills out like legit stuff, so they're gonna keep it.
And they're good wrestlers.
Yeah, they are.
Lashley is a great wrestler. Cedric and Shelton have come together as a great tag team. Cedric, you know, on their own, they're good, but as a cohesive unit, and because WWE likes drama and likes bullshit, they say, well, we're going to have... And you're right, Chris. They've pretty much been teasing this bullshit with Cedric since he started.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, last week was a definitive... You know, he stormed off. I don't know if he took the armband off, but he stormed off on his own. MVP was sitting there, what are you doing? And obviously the Hurt Business didn't have a good night. Lashley kind of got screwed, and then obviously the freaking tag team lost to the goddamn Lucha House Party.
Yeah.
I don't know which way is up anymore.
I get Lashley losing to Riddle. Like, that's not terrible. But, yeah. The Hurt Business losing to Lucha House Party. What the fuck?
Yeah.
But, so we've talked about Raw longer than I thought we did. So that's, you know, check that off.
And we took Billy Kay off of Peyton Royce, so Peyton Royce can go ahead and hash things up with Lacey Evans now. Which makes no sense, but all right.
And
yeah.
Billy Kay can wander around SmackDown looking for partners.
Yeah.
With her resume.
With her resume.
I'm the ugly one of the bunch. I'm joking.
If I had to pick one, yeah, but it's not. I mean, obviously Peyton's, but Billy's.
No.
I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating Marmite. Vegemite.
All right. So let's go ahead and get into the real meat and potatoes. So we still have a champion. let's see. Let me pull up New Year's Evil. There we go. New Year's Evil results.
Yeah. So we have I mean, if you want to start at the top and just kind of
No, we don't got to go through the whole show, but Finn Balor retained his NXT title against Kyle O'Reilly, in which we have no idea whether Kyle O'Reilly... Well, I guess we would have heard it by now if Kyle O'Reilly was injured, but... so I'm guessing it is a work, but goddamn, he had me that whole match feeling bad for him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because I think the whole focal point for Finn was, you broke my jaw, now I'm going to go after yours this entire match. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that stomp with Kyle O'Reilly's mouth around the bottom rope, I was like, motherfucker, I don't care if that's working or not, that hurts.
Yeah, it does. So... Great match. Finn Balor had a nice cut on the brow for a great shot at the end of that match. Let's see.
They didn't tease anything else, or if they did, I didn't catch it because my fucking DVR cut.
No, they didn't tease anything. Let's see. No, we got a final shot of disappointed O'Reilly in the corner as NXT went off the air. Yeah, that was it.
Okay.
Yep.
So that was it. Sorry.
I didn't know which way we were going to go.
No, I was about to say Shotzi Blackheart and Kushida defeated the Right. Is that the name of their group now, or the Way?
The way,
which is stupid. So yeah, they
and poor Austin and his ghoulies got hit with the torpedo or the missile or whatever the hell it was.
That was funny. Raquel Gonzalez needs to be on the main roster yesterday, but I think Rhea Ripley is going to be on her way, according to a few sources that's out there. So we might have seen the last of Rhea Ripley on NXT in the last woman standing match.
Which was great.
Yeah.
That was a brutal match.
I mean, and you're right, you know, and if it's not main roster for Raquel, she needs to be in a fucking program with EO. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because WWE likes themselves a big monster heel versus an underdog, a smaller underdog, even though it's fucking Io Shirai. And they've handled Gonzalez well. I mean, obviously she had her big moment at War Games, but they were building little moments before that. And, you know, obviously putting goddamn Rhea Ripley through the stage, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Puts an exclamation point on things.
We had the re-debut of Xia Li.
Yeah.
If we could back up for a second.
What's up?
I sure hope that somebody let Dakota Kai out of that locker by now.
No, she's still in there. They're feeding her a sandwich through
my God. I couldn't imagine getting shoved in there. I don't, even if I was like her size.
I'm sure she was fine. I'm sure.
Like, man, I'm very claustrophobic, so I
Oh yeah, I'd have been freaking out. I'd have been. Let's see. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Xia Li is a badass warrior now.
Yeah.
We don't know who this mysterious woman is.
Yeah, that mysterious woman.
Yeah, we don't know who she is. I'm gonna call it. I wasn't really into the cruiserweight match. Like I've watched that match before, like verbatim.
Yeah. I was actually about to say, I mean, obviously I don't have notes. There's no way you could know this, but I was about to say, if you've seen one WWE Cruiserweight Championship match, you've seen this match.
Yeah.
Especially in the last couple of years, which is fine. You know, it's like a Young Bucks match. They have the same match, but they do it very well.
Yes. But the difference is Young Bucks actually keep me awake. This match I'm sorry.
They keep you awake because they're shouting the whole time. You're dead. You're dead. Super kick, suck it. You know, they're yelling the whole time.
Hey, Doug, please. How come I can, when you said suck it, I can just picture you actually doing the suck it motion.
Like, turn the camera off.
And then I'm actually glad that they put Karrion Kross at the beginning of the show because it hyped up the rest of the show, and that was just a badass match.
He needs it. He needs that title back. Like, yeah. I like what Finn's doing, but he needs that title back.
Yeah, he does. I don't think putting him at the bottom of the totem pole is anything. Like, he looked into that camera like, I'm coming for you.
Oh, he's not a... And he's not at the bottom of anything. I mean, they like Damian Priest, like, a lot. I mean, I know he was kind of in some silliness with Gargano and Leon Ruff, but they like Damian Priest. And they know what they have in Karrion Kross. You know, nobody plans on fucking throwing their shoulder out in their big title-winning, you know, moment.
Yeah.
You know, the unfortunate thing is, does Karrion Kross get stuck with the injury prone label now because of one match and one injury?
No, because he has Triple H backing him, and Triple H knows what it's like to tear a muscle and come back and be stronger than ever.
Well, so does fucking Vince.
yeah, but. Karrion Kross, you get a pass when you look like Karrion Kross,
and that's right. And it's not just Karrion Kross; it's the entire package. It's the intro. It's Scarlett. It's
just a big muscle man. Just
and apparently the next takeover is Valentine's Day.
Yes, yep. On Valentine's Day, I will not be watching that live. I'm telling you that right now.
Trying for another kid.
No. That would not happen.
But yeah, I could see Karrion Kross getting. I could see him and Finn starting something, you know, like next week, because that's a good chunk of time for a takeover.
No, not really. It's
a month.
Yeah, I was about to say it's about a month and a half away.
Like, I mean, that's decent. I mean.
So they got six more NXTs left.
And they are starting next week. They're doing the Dusty Cup, which if I had my notes up, I could probably tell you. I mean, I can tell you, you know, it's going to be Adam Cole and Roderick Strong, because basically they're the only two members standing.
I mean, we can go over that next week if you want. Because, I mean, I was about to say, they haven't concrete put all the matches together yet. So they
haven't. And freaking Gargano and Austin Theory were just standing there going, we're going to be in the Dusty Cup. I was like, I didn't know it was that easy. Like, I'm going to fucking call Chris. We're going to be in the Dusty Cup.
No, I'm going to be in the Rumble.
Ah, shit.
I'm throwing my hat in there right now. I'm going to be the underdog. I am wearing a hat. I am.
You're not wearing a
hat.
You're not wearing a hat.
How do you know?
If I turn the video on right now, I have a nice black hat on right now.
Why does it got to be a black hat?
Because it is a black hat.
Because he's black and he can just say that it's a hat, even though it's just him.
So, all right, let's jump over to New Year's Smash with AEW. We can
all talk about the new star on the horizon, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Was that fucking splash a fucking... Oh, my God.
I thought he was going to slip.
But, hey, he did it, and he kind of geeked out to high-five all of the announcers.
It was
hype. Has he ever gotten in the ring with WWE?
Yes, many times.
Like doing a move.
Yeah, he clotheslined Santino.
Okay, clothesline.
Hey, that's a move, man. You could Something could go wrong in a clothesline.
I mean, I could clothesline somebody.
I was about to say, Snoop Dogg's been on a handful of WWE stuff. Like, he was a guest host before.
He pushed somebody out of the ring, didn't he?
Yeah, that, I'm trying to think of who, but I can't think of it right off the top of my head.
Like, he got, like, right up in somebody's face and was like, listen here, motherfucker. And he fucking
ham on him. Yeah, because he took his shirt off and he was so skinny, and then he clotheslined someone over the top rope.
Yeah.
Was it the three man? 3MB?
When they were just jobbing out, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's who it was. Because I'm having flashbacks to they came out to try to get a record deal with Snoop Dogg, and Snoop Dogg wasn't having it, and he clotheslined him.
Yeah.
Okay.
But now that you said that, I definitely remember him taking his shirt off, because I was like, he is fucking skinny.
Yeah, he's very skinny. Because he had a cutoff tee on. So we had an 8-man tag with the Young Bucks and SCU versus the Acclaimed and Hybrid, where the Young Bucks and SCU won. And then at the end of that match, we found out that if they lose their next week's match, they are going to break up SCU.
Do they have a match next week, or do they say their next standard tag match? Like, not a multi-man, but like a standard one team versus one team.
I believe they are facing... Who are they facing next week? I don't have it on hand right now, but I do know... Oh, let's see. Daniels takes the mic. Let's see. They challenged the Young Bucks to a tag match and said that if they don't win it this time, that they will break up the tag team.
So it's not just WWE breaking up tag teams, because SCU ain't winning them belts.
No, they're not winning, but let's put it this way. They've done more singles matches. Scorpio, Sky, Daniels, Kazarian. They've done more singles matches on AEW than being SCU in general. Because how many times, I can probably count on my hand how many times they've come out and actually done the SCU like bit. Like I think they did one like a couple weeks ago, and prior to that was when they were here in Chicago and we did it, because I know damn well I got to do it.
I definitely did. I did it all out. I don't know if I did it at Revolution.
I don't think they were there at Revolution.
I definitely remember doing it all out.
Yeah,
and this is when SCU was hot, because you know, and obviously they've kind of cooled off a little bit, because you can't really be selling this is the worst town I've ever been in when you've been in the same town for 8 months.
Yep. And we did it at All In, because they were there at All In too.
Yes. Yes, they were. They were the pre-show match.
Yes. So, all right. So we had that. I loved the Wardlow versus Jake Hager match, because it was just two big men just going at it, and I loved.
As Vince would say, that was beef.
Yeah, it was. I'm glad that they gave Wardlow the win, because fucking Jake Hager was looking up like he fucking lost like he lost a war. Like, I can't believe I let that some bitch beat me.
I love that promo from MJF though.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. After the match, yeah. MJF is low key great. I mean, just as long as he's not doing fucking show tunes.
How about who do you think does it better, Brock Lesnar or Wardlow with the fucking F5? Because Wardlow got some fucking height on that.
It's Wardlow because Wardlow wants to be there.
I was about to say, because Wardlow, he fucking F5'd Hager, and I thought Hager was going to fly out of the damn building. Hager was about to hit that floor like, oh, shit.
Damn, that floor came out of nowhere. Holy shit.
His is better because his is the F10, not the F5.
Yes, F10, but it's the same fucking move. Same.
I wonder if Brock knows. I mean, he probably does because somebody's probably told him about it. One of the times he was at fucking wrestling, they're like, hey, check out this goober doing an F10. And he's like, eh.
I'm going to laugh the day that Vince pisses off Brock and fucking Brock shows up on AEW for one day. Vince McMahon has a conundrum.
Conniption.
Pock, pack.
Neville. Well, you have the card in front of you, so you're just going down.
Yeah, I'm going down. Let's see. We talked about the MJF thing, and then we talked about Matt Sydal and Cody Rhodes with Snoop Dogg. Cody Rhodes, of course, won. But now I want to know how it was for you, because you guys missed a big portion of this match due to a commercial break on regular TV. But Abaddon versus Hikaru Shida, how did it come across to you? Because when they went under the ring and then Shida came out and she had a big bite on her neck, how did that come across to you when you were watching it?
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was the typical horror movie. It's like Abaddon went under there. So Shida was chasing her, and then Shida gets tripped up, and she's drug in, like, you know, Jason's dragging somebody to hell. And then who came out first? I can't remember, and it's only been a day.
What do you mean, who came out first?
Who came out from under the ring first? It was Abaddon, right?
Yeah, Abaddon yeah. came out, and then Shida crawled holding her neck, and yeah, she had blood gushing out of her neck.
Jericho was saying, look at the blood on her face. She bit her again.
Yep.
I don't like how, like, I like Jericho, and I get that it's his character, but why is he screaming for 2 fucking hours?
Yeah.
You want to know something funny? And Chris Jericho alluded to it while it was on commercial break. Chris Jericho gives no fucks when they go to commercial and they're specifically on Fight Network and they're still doing the commentary. Because fucking Chris Jericho pulls out some one-liners he can't say on regular TV. And then he alluded to it. I forgot what he said, but he said, yeah, I can't say that. I can't say that on TNT, but I give my best liners on commercial.
Because what are they going to do? Fucking fire him?
For real. But Hikaru Shida ended up beating Abaddon. I did not like that, because I thought Abaddon should have won, only because it would sell her character a little bit more, and I would love to see Shida going back after to win back the title, but I would like to see that hunt.
Yeah, because now where do you go with Abaddon? Now she's been beaten.
Yeah.
Now she's just a weird zombie chick.
Yeah, and I could have seen, like, Shida winning, but like disqualification or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think it had to be a clean win.
Yeah.
So
they kind of shot themselves in the foot. Yeah. No, Cena hit the nail on the head right there.
Hit her with the kendo, and you know,
she doesn't sell it, but the bell rings because it's a foreign weapon.
Right.
And is it me, or does she watch a little bit of Bray Wyatt? Because I felt like the end of that match before Shida.
Oh, sure. Oh, 100%. With the sit-up and shit?
Yeah, because I got Bray Wyatt vibes at the end of that match, especially when she did the bridge up. I was
yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I was like, well, somebody's got Bray Wyatt on Twitter.
So, but yeah, we had Shida retain her title. Not the decision I would have gone with, but hopefully we're getting to something down the line.
And Mark, then the tape, though, I like the match.
Yes.
I like the match, but and it was the wrong decision.
You can't say that for a lot of the women's matches on AEW, but for that one, I enjoyed that match.
I like the match. It was just the wrong decision. I mean, they were 50% of the way there.
Yeah. And then we had a short title match with Kenny Omega and Rey Fénix.
It was short, but it felt like it was 25 fucking minutes.
Yeah, because they went out there just... That's what happens, Doug, when every single move is a big move.
they told them, they said, you only have, I don't know, whatever it was, 15 minutes. And Kenny and Ray looked at each other and said, well, we only know how to have a 35-minute match.
So let's just put the fast forward button on.
Yeah. So we normally do, it's still a lot faster.
Yeah.
2x speed, like Doug listens to podcasts.
It's the only way to do it.
So
I mean, and that freaking intro was probably fucking 5 minutes.
Yeah, they need to cut that down with Kenny.
Oh, Omega. No, I love the intro. I'm starting the to come intros around.
It's good. Like, that's classic fucking, you know, douchebag heel.
My favorite thing, because I listened to a couple of wrestling podcasts from England. So, and yeah, obviously they're not 100% up on the sports references. So, like, when Kenny first started coming out with that intro, you know, from North Carolina, they were like, what does that mean, North Carolina? He's from Winnipeg. And then they, like, this is about the time where FTR came in. And they're like, well, FTR is from North Carolina. Is this a subtle nod to maybe a Kenny FTR Hangman faction? Like, I don't understand. Like, because obviously it's Michael Jordan.
Yes.
And, you know, we get that, especially being from Illinois.
Right.
But I would think anybody would get that intro, because it's kind of got a little bit of that. I mean, obviously you're not going to be able to clear the fucking intro, but it's got a little bit of that bend. So it's just funny. Like, obviously, like, oh, look at him, he's poking fun at people across the fucking body of water not getting a sports reference. But I just think it's funny.
So, all right, so like I was saying, we had Kenny Omega retain his title in the short match. But after the match, we had Don Callis get on the mic, and then all of a sudden we see Penta and is it Pac? Yeah, Penta and Pac. They were backstage and they were all beaten up. And then let's see, who came out first? Moxley came out first, didn't he?
Moxley came out first because he had a bat.
Yeah, barbed wire bat with Barbie.
Yeah. And I have a question at the end of this, because I think I know where they're going, but I need some clarification from the both of you. But then the Good Brothers, Doc Gallows and Carl Anderson, run out to beat up Moxley, and they bloodied him up. And then you get the Young Bucks to come out, and they're on Kenny Omega's side, and they all did the little too sweet sign in the middle. But is this what's gonna happen for Blood and Guts? Are we seeing a preview of Blood and Guts getting ready to make a return?
I think so. I mean, it's a 5-man faction as it stands. You know, they're all champions. They did that little, I don't know if you saw the picture, or it's them backstage doing the too sweet with their belts on. Those Impact tag belts are kind of ugly. I've never actually seen it, but they're kind of ugly. I thought it was funny that the Good Brothers had them on the entire time. Like, they wanted to make sure that they got those belts on TNT. like, it's not just enough for Jericho to be screaming, they're the Impact tag champs, what are they doing here? They don't even work here. Yeah, no, it's a 5-man faction. The thing that I like that I don't know is going to be picked up on, because obviously the Young Bucks came out and they were kind of trying to calm Kenny and the Good Brothers down, because obviously they got history going way the fuck back.
Yep.
And it looked like it was calming down, but then some of the AEW goobers, I think it was Garrison and Pillman, popped up. They started kind of trying to grab Kenny, because obviously Kenny, while he's the AEW champion, he's kind of been kind of turning his back and everything. You know, kind of being anti-AEW. So they kind of try to grab Kenny, and, you know, the Young Bucks, they say, well, don't be touching our brand. So they kicked him. And they looked conflicted when they did that. And then, you know, Kenny throws up the two sweet, and the Good Brothers throw up the two sweet. And Matt and Nick came in right as TNT was coming off the air. Mm-hmm. Like, Excalibur and Jericho were marking out, and fucking JR was, stay tuned for Central Intelligence next. You know, because he's a professional. But Matt and Nick did not want to throw up that two sweet. They looked very conflicted in the ring. However, they were smiling and looking happy in the picture, so I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I think it's a matter of they don't own the rights, and they had a cease and desist.
I was thinking about that today. I was like, didn't they get a cease and desist about doing the hand signal and putting it on merch? Because then they started going around doing the one sweep.
Yeah, that it kind of makes sense, because those shirts went back on sale this morning on Pro Wrestling Tees, and I'm sure that's kind of what they're alluding to a little bit.
Well, but I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about, okay, you're reluctant to do the Young Bucks especially were reluctant. To throw up the two, they're like, ah, fuck, we're here, we're gonna do it. And it's like, well, shit, we don't really want to be here. But then backstage, they're happy and smiling and look at our belt. So I don't know, like, does kayfabe stop when you go backstage? But you take a picture and it goes on Twitter. And it wasn't like a candid picture, it was, hey, look, here's a camera, here's five champions, we're all in a row doing the same hand gesture. Like, I don't understand. Am I thinking too much about it? Probably.
You're thinking too much into it, Doug.
Especially when they come out next week. Well, shit.
But yeah, other than that, I believe we are good. That was the wrestling for the week. And then we have SmackDown later tonight, as you're listening to this. So you'll be able to watch that. But we kind of can't really go over SmackDown too much. I mean, other than last week when Kevin Owens got thrown off, and they're saying that he has a spinal. Like, if Kevin Owens don't come out and he's not, like, L-shaped, then I don't believe anything that WWE says anymore.
A spinal contusion?
Spinal contusion. Like, get the fuck out of here. I said that to Stephanie, and Stephanie's like, so he's retiring next week. I was like, no, it's a work. So
he's retiring next week. He comes out in a salmon jacket. Look out.
For real. But, all right. Do either of you, I'm going to go ahead and close out my internet browser now. I think we're pretty much good now.
Yeah.
I think so.
I think it's funny because you kind of threw me off. You're like, well, it's Friday when it, and then I looked down and I was like, fuck, by the time we finish and he hits publish on it, it's going to be.
Yep. So.
We're about 8 minutes left until the day changes.
You're about to say until the new year. Don't.
Yeah, don't you lie.
But.
Shut up.
All right. But I believe. We got through our fixings of the new year, Christmas. We got through our wrestling. So I think it's a better time than ever to finally say goodbye. So who's doing the outro today? C-Note, do you have it?
Yeah.
C-Note says he's got a good one.
All right. Well, I'm going to bid you all adieu. And Dougie Fresh, go ahead and say goodbye, Doug.
Goodbye, Doug.
God, I don't even get to do that.
You're signing out.
I'm signing out, but I always get to do that. Okay, now, wow. I damn it. That's like
I'll remember that for next week.
It's like 2 weeks in a row that you did that.
I'll remember that for next week. Don't worry. I got you.
And then next week you're going to do the exact same thing. But anyway.
All right. Rewind. Tell Doug to say goodbye.
No, I've already left.
He's like, you only get one per episode.
I don't get paid for this twice.
God almighty. He's Brock Lesnar now. All right. So, everyone, this is good old Cito. I think we had a great show tonight. Everything's tied up in a nice, neat little package. And we're going to get on out of here. Doug has already left us, so I can't tell him to say goodbye. Chris has already given us his fond adieu. So I am going to take us out of here. And everyone, this is C-Note. And I just want to tell everyone, when you're getting ready to get dressed in the morning, just think free and breezy, man. Free and breezy. Because you know what? There ain't nothing like an unfurnished basement in the morning. Have a good night, everyone.